Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 16th of March. The madness continues. As I say, it's just a very much a waiting game. See what will happen, certainly on the football front. I did read somewhere last night that Bundesliga are trying to get games on after Easter. And I think they may well see that these games are played behind closed doors if they can get sort of 32 players and a coaching staff and 3-4 officials in a ground, then I think they're going to try and get these games played even if it's behind closed doors. But big UEFA meeting tomorrow, obviously I think Euro 2020 will be postponed. That will then buy a window to extend things. Not sure what they'll do with the Euro comps. May just cancel those. But unlike most who are doom and gloom, again driven by social media, I think that I'm quite positive about it. I think we will get through this. Well, we will get through it. That's just a matter of how long it goes on for. But again, this is for me the perils of social media driving everybody to a frenzy. People like Piers Morgan, if you just read, it's just to get centre of attention and drive panic. And then unfortunately everybody jumps on the bandwagon. Drives me bananas. So much the same as normal. There is a couple of late games tomorrow. Ultimate I will be processing tomorrow morning, and I think there's a midweek Turkey game, so that will be a normal process for that, to get that out, and I'll do all the results, etc. Obviously I've got more time during the day. As I said yesterday, I'm going to be speaking to a couple of people tomorrow about putting together the sort of looking at the training side, which will give us a chance to do that over this next month and get some stuff out there for you. Make some videos for you ultimate guys and trading guys so that you can have a look. So I'll sort that out, but it does give me a chance to do the racing. So on Twitter, I have posted some horses up till 3 o'clock. I think Art may kindly put those on the forum for you as well. I will do some more. If you bet these, it is at your own peril. I posted these last year. They did okay. I think 6 and above is sort of where to focus if you just want to do singles. I Dutch some of them. It all depends on prices nearer the off. And I've put on there, like, if there's two big prices and a short one, I'll tend to back the two big prices and just cover my stakes on the short one. Many ways to play them. I'll just post them every day because I've got time to do them. If you get involved, it is up to you. I think Suggsy's going to keep the results of them for us so we can see exactly what's what. Over time. Obviously, yeah, as I say, a turn to horse racing, and I'll speak to the guys about FTS Auto. I think we've got a couple of macro changes coming as well, so again it just depends what happens with racing, but it's going ahead as we speak. There is a football match today. CSKA no good yesterday, 0-0, surprising, but it happens. But I've got another one today. This actually qualifies for BTTS and over 2.5. I'm doing the over 2.5 personally. It is the game in Russia again. I'm not sure. We're not getting many stories out of Russia, are we? I don't know what's actually going on there. But the game in Russia, which is Tambov, isn't it? When you know you're in trouble when Russia's top of the Betfair menu. FK Tambov, Krylia Sivatov, over 2.5 goals is value. Backing over 2.5, sort of kick off through the first 15 minutes. Trading on a goal, remove your liability. As always, anything on here is at your own peril. I'm very much in a mode of continuing as normal. If there's football games on and bets qualify, they will go up. Clinic, you've got a bet today. Until we hear otherwise and see what happens. Right, so that's it from me. We are off to get a dog. Yes, I know, but don't panic. We are not. We are fostering a chocolate lab puppy. We were obviously due to go away, and now we're not. So we were going to get it in April sometime. But of course, the first thing on her lips when she got back, knowing that we're not going away, is all we can get the dog. It is subject to court proceedings because it's one that the RSPCA had to save. It's only a puppy, and obviously it could go on for a long time, so they foster them out. So we've got him for 6 weeks, and we're going to get him, well, in the next 10-15 minutes we're setting off to get him. So back with the dogs. There we go. Who let the dogs out? My priority, obviously, Sam has lung issues, is to keep Sam isolated, if you like, and away from people as much as possible. Me being super fit and healthy, if I got this, I think I'd be fine, but I do want to keep her, so getting her a dog to occupy her time at home, I think it seems a good thing to do for 6 weeks. But yeah, so I'll be back tomorrow, as I say, normal procedure. Podcast will be done. If there's football on, we'll do it. Ultimate will be done, but I'll be doing a bit more racing, more race trading myself, and more racing info for you guys, because obviously I've got time to do it. Football always was my priority, but while we've got a little lull in it, then I do the racing, and I can spend a bit more time sharing some of that with you, and I'll make some videos for the racing guys as well over this period, just to show you how to get the best out of that, rather than just using the macros, but actually to use the data on there, and you can use it for trading, back to lay, later back, all sorts of stuff to make money. Right, I'll leave you with it. Have a fantastic Monday, whatever you're doing. I hope this is really, you're getting through this. As I say, don't genuinely, just people need to stop panicking. Stay calm. It is serious, but we'll all survive. Hopefully, let's get through it. It's time to stick together and come together. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning.